puckers up, that it, anything that draws up in, into a little, a lesser shape.
Shrivels.
All right. What are the kinds of vegetables that come in large leafy heads?
Cabbage and turnips. And
all right. If you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say that you have to do what?
Shell.
Shell the?
Beans.
Shell the beans. What does the word H-U-L-L mean to you?
Hull.
Have you ever used that term in connection with vegetables?
Yeah, I say the hulls that come from the shell butter beans.
Or butter peas. Beans was the next term I was going to ask you about, which you've already given me that term. The kinds of beans that you eat, pod and all, where you snap them up and break them up, what do you call those?
Green beans.
All right. Any other name for them?
No. String beans.
All right. If you cook the tops of turnips, you say you have a mess of...
Turnip greens.
Green stuff that you put in salads that you usually have?
Lettuce.
All right. If you bought two of these, you'd say, I bought two?
Heads of lettuce.
All right. You have two boys and three girls, and you have how many?
Males and females.
Do you ever use the term heads in counting people?
Yeah, I have.
Can you think of a way that you might have used?
Well, when we've been in a group and somebody says, well, about how many are here? And we say, well, let's count heads.
All right. If he had seven boys and seven girls and you wanted to say that he had a large group of children, how would you say it? Seven boys and seven girls, you'd say what?
I'd say he'd had an even number of males and females.
All right. And all together, it's what would you say about the size of his family?
I'd say he had a big family.
A big family, all right. What is the outside of an ear of corn?
A shuck.
All right. What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob? What do you call it when you serve it in your house?
Boiled corn.
All right. Can you think of any other term for these ears of corn that you eat?
Roast ears.
All right. What is the soft part at the top of an ear of corn that you pull off, the fuzzy part?
Corn silk.
All right. And at the top of the stalk of corn, there's a bloom-like thing. What do you call that?
I don't know, but I...
Is the word tassel?
Tassel.
Corn
mm-hmm.
tassel.
Corn tassel.
All right. And you've already given me the term corn silk. What is the large round fruit that grows on the ground and we usually pick them in the fall and we make pie out of them? They're big orange vegetables.
Pumpkins.
All right. What is a kind of small yellow crooked neck vegetable?
Squash.
Do you ever call it anything besides squash?
No, just squash.
All right. Name all the kinds of melons that you're familiar with.
Watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melons. I believe that's all.
Any others? Have you ever used the term musk melon? Do you know what a musk melon
is?
No,
I don't. I'm not familiar with that.
What springs up in the woods and the fields after a rain and it's umbrella-shaped? A little plant, and we eat them. We buy them at the store in cans or little packages and eat them. Sometimes we cook them with roast and put them in the gravy.
Mushrooms.
All right. What is a large fruit that's green on the outside and red on the inside and